Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, just jumping in here to give you a wee snippet of Culture Vulture, our pop culture podcast. So if you want a break from the news, you should jump over and subscribe to it.
This episode of Culture Vulture was brought to you by our mates at Part Time Rangers. Because why wouldn't you want to save wildlife while you sip? Team, and welcome back to what Liv, someone has actually confirmed is their favourite pop culture podcast.
So I saw that. That email made my day.
I know.
That was so sweet.
I thought it was so cute. Hello everyone, and hello Liv, who's beaming in from beautiful Blenheim today.
Yes, hello, hello. It's a lovely day here in Blenheim. It's really weird not to be in the studio with Luce, but after some technical difficulties, we are here.
Thank goodness. Now, today is going to be a bit different. The first half of the episode, I'm going to run through, instead of a naughty or nice, I'm going to be talking about the celebrities who have reacted, or some of the celebrities who have reacted to the overturning of Roe v. Wade in the States. We're going to do a full episode on the shit show about like the political side of this, what it actually means, obviously. So go and listen to that on Friday. I've also written about it in the newsletter. But today we're going to talk about some of the celebrity reactions. And then Liv, what are you going to talk about?
Then we're going to talk about pronouns today, specifically Elon Musk and his child, and J-Lo and her child, and sort of the differences between how the two have reacted.
So quite a political sort of,
yeah,
but with a pop culture twist. Obviously, this is what Culture Vulture is about, bringing pop culture and the world together, seeing how they intersect. I'm really excited for this episode, Liv.
Same.
But I do need to know from you, what describes your week?
Okay, so what describes my week is the old Kiwi saying, do the mahi, get the treats.
Yep.
And that was very much, especially my weekend. For anyone who lives in New Zealand, I did some of the Queen Charlotte track, basically this tramp, and we camped overnight and it was pretty fucking cold. And then walked for quite a long time. My feet were fucking sore. I had a really heavy pack on my back, but it was really awesome. And then we got to this place, called Punga Cove, where you could have a hot tub, go on the sea, go for a kayak. It was really, really beautiful. So it was all worth it in the end. But yeah, how about you, Luce?
But yeah. What describes my week is an update on what described my week last week, where I said I was trying to transition from goblin mode to sort of cleaner girl. I would just like to tell you that I have now done a week of proper washing my face. Also, Flo listened to last week's episode and you called her uptight on the episode. Because I said to her, I was like, oh, Flo, you got a dedicated section because you called me gross. And also I had some people replying, sending me emails saying, Lucy, just want to let you know you're not gross. And so thanks for the validation. But yeah, Flo listened to the episode and she's like, it was so funny, except Liv actually said, yeah, she can be a bit uptight. And I forgot you said that, you bet.
Jesus Christ. Well, to be honest, like, she knows that about herself.
Did you lie? Anyway,
does she make her boyfriend wash his pillowcases every 2 days? I'm sorry, but that is classified as slightly uptight.
Oh my God. So Liv's just dug herself a little deeper. Flo, we do love you.
I love you a lot. And I love that about you.
I will also say, I love it about her too, unless she texts me while I'm at work telling me how gross I am and everything I do wrong.
No, it's so, so funny. She's just better than the rest of us at the end of the day.
Oh, look, at the end of the day. The cleaner you are, obviously, equals the better you are.
I think so.
So my bed threads that I'd ordered, they've now arrived. I also went and bought some new pillows. Now, I will say it was buy one, get one free. So I had a very adult weekend of like, for four pillows, it cost me $80, which isn't that bad. Really comfy.
I don't even know the price of pillows these days. Is that quite standard or?
Well, no, it's good because I got buy one, get one free.
Are these goose down?
Not goose down, but firm. Firm enough. Anyway, except for...
So when you don't know any other type of pillow.
Goose down, maybe duck down. I will say I am not perfect, in case you were all wondering. I know I sound it right now. I did still make the dryer sort of smoke last night because I still put too much in because Flo hates it when I put all my shit in together. And she always tells me off and I always think it's fine. And then last night... I had to eat a bit of humble pie because I put everything in. Flo said, don't do that. And then the dryer stopped and started smoking. And I think it was my dressing gown. So.
Oh, fuck. Did you take the lint?
Yeah, did beforehand. You did, right, I think it was purely Lucy overstuffing the dryer because she's too lazy to do multiple.
Well, that's definitely one to Flo, zero to Lucy. Zero to live as well.
Well,
probably
actually.
One to live.
I think it might be. Two to Lucy for the clean skin and the bed threads. One True. To Flo because I overstuffed the dryer.
And I have to say, I'm so jealous of your bed threads.
Oh,
limoncello is where it's at.
Oh, yeah. No, they really are lovely. Okay, so I'm sure y'all are sick of hearing about the transition out of goblin mode. But do you know what you're probably sicker of?
What the fuck was that English?
You're probably sicker of nine people in the United States, namely the Supreme Court, namely actually five people who chose to overturn Roe v. Wade, which means that abortion is no longer a constitutional right. This means that states now have the option to make abortion illegal, like under all circumstances, they can make it illegal, no matter if it's an ectopic pregnancy, no matter if it's to do with incest or rape. I mean, every state now has the option to say whatever they want about abortions for people that need them. And we're really fucked off about it over here in Aotearoa. So I can't imagine how fucked off everyone in the state, well, every pro-choice person in the states is feeling.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But Liv, a few people that have been making it quite known how they feel are the celebrities.
Yes, the celebrities always have something to say. I have to say, we're very good at tone shifts on this podcast because that was quite quick from bed threads to
abortion.
Wade. Yeah.
I know.
But it's totally devastating, but Luce, I would love to hear about what the celebrities have been saying because I've been out of reception all weekend, so please fill me in.
Oh, well, let me tell you. So the first person that I saw sort of during one of their shows say something about this was Phoebe Bridgers. Now, when the leaked draft of what was potentially going to happen with Roe v. Wade, that it was going to be overturned, came out, Phoebe actually opened up and said that she had an abortion in October of last year while she was on tour. She went to Planned Parenthood where they gave her the abortion pill. It was easy and everyone deserves that kind of access. And so I was wondering if she was going to do a follow-up now that it actually has been overturned because she's been quite loud about, you know, the right to choose. And she did. She got on stage at one of her concerts and she basically led a chant for everyone to yell, fuck the Supreme Court. And it was like really, really powerful. After the chant sort of ended, she said, fuck that shit. Fuck America. Like, fuck you. All these irrelevant old motherfuckers trying to tell us what to do with our fucking bodies. Fuck it. And I was just, I saw that straight away. I put it on Instagram. It's on our Instagram page if you want to go and see it. It's really funny because Instagram tried to beep all the F words, but the beep is just after. It's like, fuck, beep, fucking like, so luckily the
That's
censorship.
Kind of hilarious.
Yeah, it didn't really work there. So yeah. We've got Phoebe. We love her. We do.
We're here for that sentiment. Fucking
now,
great.
Halsey, who's actually been speaking up about abortions basically since she had a big platform, she, during her song Nightmare at one of her concerts, had like big red screens behind her basically saying that like the Supreme Court have just overturned Roe v. Wade, things like don't wait for the revolutionaries, be the revolutionaries, no one is coming to do the work for us. She said things like the work is ours, we have to do it now, which is annoying because the work actually isn't ours. The work is on the people that we elect. And then, I mean, but you can't elect the Supreme Court. Again, I'm going to explain why, like, Joe Biden or anyone couldn't stop this and over in the shit show, because it does get quite confusing because you're like, if the president says that you should be able to get an abortion, then surely he can do something, or else what's the point of the president? Not up to him, it's up to the Supreme Court, who deal with all the constitutional things. They're like the highest court. Anyway, Halsey then went on to play like a slideshow of people protesting at marches, and it was just like huge energy, huge. It's like, it's just, it's at the same time amazing and just completely fucked up. But
it just shows how people do have the capacity to come together over shit that they believe in, right?
Absolutely. And that celebrities can whip this shit up. They do have the chance to say something as soon as, like,
yes,
as soon as possible, really. Like, these,
they have the platform, yes, they have the influence.
And they aren't fucking around, are they?
Fuck yes.
Now, while we're sticking with sort of concerts, Olivia Rodrigo, she was playing at Glastonbury, and she brought out Lily Allen, and she basically said a big fuck you to all the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. She read out their names. She said, I'm devastated and terrified that so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this. At the end of the day, they truly don't give a shit about freedom. And then her and Lily Allen sung Lily's song, Fuck You, that again was like, Olivia Rodrigo is so young, and it's just crazy to think, like, she is the poster child for Gen Z, right? How wild is it that in America, their parents and even their grandparents, Gen Zs, had more rights when it comes to abortion than us, the generation that's meant to be, you know, like, living in the land of the fucking free?
Yeah, it feels very dystopian. And
yes,
just, yeah, totally, totally fucked up. It just is amazing. I mean, we sit here and talk about celebrities and just, as you said, Luce, that we talk about the intersection between them and politics, like, this really is showing the power that they have over political circumstances.
Absolutely. I mean, so people like Harry Styles tweeted about it, Taylor Swift tweeted about it, which was good because she had come under a little bit of criticism for not speaking up about the draft bill when it was leaked last time. Pank said, let's be clear, if you believe the government belongs in a woman's uterus, a gay person's business or marriage, or that racism is okay, then please, in the name of your Lord, never fucking listen to my music again. And also, fuck right off. We good? Like, I just feel like there's no more trying to be politically correct if you feel a certain way. There's no more beating around the bush.
For sure, and especially when you know that you're going to be greeted with the majority of people on your side. I think it is, as you said, Luce, before, this is, would you say, like, a more black and white topic than a lot of the other things that come about in, you know, in media and celebrities are kind of expected to comment on?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, exactly. There's less of a, let me just, I agree with this, but let me just caveat by saying I don't agree with it here, here, and here. It's sort of like, you believe that the government should stay the fuck out of women's bodies, or you believe otherwise. And we're not going to entertain that on this podcast because we do not have to. Lizzo has planned to donate $500,000 from her tour to Planned Parenthood. This was an interesting one because at the start I was like, that's fucking amazing. And I still think that is amazing, and do what you can with what you have. A lot of people have been saying going to separate abortion funds is better than going straight to Planned Parenthood, which is like the big overarching organization. That may be true, especially if you're living in the States, but I mean, it's an easy, legitimate place that I guess if you're a celebrity that wants to make a sort of big impact, I understand why you'd go to Planned Parenthood. Danny DeVito tweeted, "Supreme Court my ass," and that got like 1.5 million likes. I mean, there's incredible. Just been this outpouring of maybe people who wouldn't speak up about other things, really just, I mean, come on. We've gone back literally 50 years. If celebrities weren't going to stand up and say something now about this, then, like, why have you got a platform?
For sure, and it's freedoms, like, you know, that, Luce, you and I have grown up yeah. with. Like, we didn't know any different yes. to this, and so it just feels even scarier yeah. when something that you thought was part of history is now occurring again.
Exactly. I know. So, I mean, there's a lot more out there. We're going to be seeing, well, we're not going to be shutting up about this for a long, long time, basically until it's safe for people who want to get an abortion in the States to get one in one way or another, whether that's by an abortion pill, whether that's by getting them across state lines. No one is going to be quiet about this, I don't think, for an extremely long time. And we fucking shouldn't be, should we, Liv?
Absolutely not.
Now, before we head into our next couple of stories, we are going to hear from our wonderful sponsors today. We are incredibly excited to be working with our mates at Part-Time Rangers once again. Fun fact for you all, Part-Time Rangers were actually our first ever podcast sponsor over on The Shit Show. That was before we were even a proper business. So naturally, we love them.
Yes, Luce, we also love that with every sip you take of one of their RTDs, like the Pink Rhino or the Yellow Elephant, you're actually saving wildlife. A portion of the proceeds from every can supports wildlife conservation across the globe, which is fucking amazing.
So that's from the big tusk elephants and rhinos in Africa to koalas in Australia and kiwi in New Zealand. There's just so much to love about Part-Time Rangers.
And honestly, what better way to chill out than by listening to an episode of your favourite pop culture podcast while sipping on a cheeky Part-Time Rangers bevy?
I mean, cheers to that, Liv. And to our besties who are over 18, please go and grab yourself some Part-Time Rangers and save the wildlife while you sip. I hate to do this to you all, but if you want to hear the rest, which I know you do, head over to Culture Vulture wherever you get your podcasts. Love you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.